Mia.
And tell us about what you've been up to for Earth Day.
In the afternoon, we made costumes out of recycled things and we did a fashion show. And then Mrs. Cox judged from the youngest to the oldest who had the best costumes.
So what did you make the costumes out of?
Like recycled bottles and paper and like cardboard. We had two teams and we had like a top and we could do whatever we wanted out of it. We could make a skirt or anything really. We had a stapler. Also, we had no electricity, I think for an hour. And we also made some birds and fish out of CDs.
Well, so you're really busy then. Do you remember what the winning costumes were?
It was like a little girl from Cedar who was wearing like a wedding dress, and a boy in year five who had like shorts and like a t-shirt on, all with like recycled stuff.
So what did you learn about Earth Day?
We learned that if like we don't know what rubbish, what bin it goes into, we should always put it in the black bin or else it will contaminate all of it.
And what did the green team get up to?
We try to save the environment, like help animals, and if like you're not in a room, you can turn off the electricity so it saves energy. And if you have a car, you could just walk instead because it's using all the fuel. Also, if like you're in the bathroom and you have the water on, you can turn it off to save some water.
So it's all about saving kind of resources and things. What was it like actually not having any electric at school for an hour?
Well, none of us really noticed it because like there was enough light outside to light up the classroom. It wasn't that bad because we like read stories about how we can like recycle and stuff. And we talked about what things we can recycle, and we sorted a bag of rubbish into like the different groups they were in.
And we're here with Mrs. T as well, who heads up all this. Tell us why, I suppose, it's important for you as a school to do something like this, you know, to actually inspire the next generation.
Well, you've said it yourself, it's to inspire the next generation. And the assembly that the Green Team opened the day with was that it doesn't matter what small little bit you do, if everybody just did a tiny bit and changed their attitudes, just that tiny little bit, then it all adds up to helping our environment and our planet. And if actually we don't do something about it soon, then it's this future generation that are going to suffer and, you know, obviously pay the consequences of that.
And what was it that you remember most about yesterday? What kind of thought went kind of home with you last night?
That if you like just do the little things, it could really save the world because if you do it, everyone else will do it and it has a better world then.
To kind of lead by example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I carry it home with me to always reduce, reuse, and recycle wherever I can.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Town.